Despair lent him strength to walk and to carry his burden. On his way he passed a house about which there was a crowd. He drew nigh, asked what was going on, and received for an answer that there was to be a sale of many specimens of art, collected by an amateur in the course of 30 years. It has often happened that collections made with infinite pains by the proprietor have been sold without mercy or discrimination after his death. Something whispered to the weary Duhobret that here would be the market for his picture. It was a long way yet to the house of the picture dealer, and he made up his mind at once. He worked his way through the crowd, dragged himself up the steps, and after many inquiries found the auctioneer. That personage was a busy man with a handful of papers. He was inclined to notice somewhat roughly the interruption of the lean, sallow hunchback, imploring as were his gesture and language.
"What do you call your picture?"
at length said he, carefully looking at it.
"It is a view of the Abbey of Newburgh with its village and the surrounding landscape," replied the eager and trembling artist.
The auctioneer again scanned it contemptuously and asked what it was worth.